Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of inner child healing in a snappy 5 minutes. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super powerful, the magic of forgiveness and release. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage? I mean, that heavy backpack filled with hurts, resentments, anger. You know that feeling when you just want to throw it all over, scream at the universe, and maybe even cry a little? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, holding on to that stuff is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. It hurts us more than anyone else. So, why is forgiveness so crucial? Firstly, it's not about condoning bad behavior. Forgiveness isn't saying what you did was okay, but rather, I choose to release the grip this has on me. It's about taking back your power, reclaiming your peace, and letting go of the bitterness that weighs you down. Think of it like entangling, and not once you let go, you free yourself from the tangled mess. Remember, forgiveness isn't just for others, it's a gift you give yourself. When you forgive, you open the door to healing, growth, and a lighter heart. You release the past and create space for love, joy, and new beginnings. Think about the people who have hurt you. Maybe it was a friend who betrayed your trust, a family member who said something hurtful, or even yourself for making mistakes in the past. Holding on to that anger, resentment, or disappointment only keeps you tethered to those moments. It's like replaying a bad movie on repeat. Eventually, you get exhausted from watching the same painful scene over and over again. Forgiveness allows you to press pause, step out of the theater, and choose a new film, one filled with hope, happiness, and growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as you embark on your journey of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness is a choice. You choose to let go, even if it feels hard. It's not about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about choosing to release the negative emotions that no longer serve you. 2. It takes time. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen overnight. Forgiveness is a process, and it's okay to take things one step at a time. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself space to heal. 3. Start small. You don't have to forgive everything all at once. Pick something small, maybe even an annoyance from your day, and practice letting go of the negativity. As you get more comfortable, you can work your way up to bigger hurts. Remember, every step forward is a victory. 4. Write it out. Sometimes, putting those feelings down on paper can be incredibly cathartic. Journal about what happened, how it made you feel, and what forgiveness might look like for you in this situation. It's a powerful way to release pent-up emotions and gain clarity. 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, we all make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes hurt others. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one who is struggling. Forgiveness starts with loving ourselves unconditionally, even when things are tough. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine your friend bailed on plans last minute without even apologizing. You feel hurt, angry, and maybe even a little betrayed. Instead of letting those feelings fester, try practicing forgiveness. Recognize that your friend might have had a valid reason for canceling, or maybe they just weren't thinking clearly in the moment. Choose to let go of the anger and resentment. Maybe send them a message saying something like, "Hey, I know things come up, but it would be great if we could communicate better next time." This opens the door to understanding, communication, and ultimately healing the friendship. Remember, forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior, it's about choosing peace over pain. It's a powerful act of self-love that sets you free from the chains of the past. So take a deep breath, release the hurt, and step into a future filled with light, love, and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on forgiveness in the comments below. What's one thing you're going to try today to practice releasing negativity and embracing more love? Let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.